first look last night in the Hall of Fame game with the new kickoff rule. And I didn't think about this at all. After I heard about it, I was like, I'll just wait to see what it looks like. I'm telling you, football fans, buckle up, because it is over. All the people that have called up here for many years saying, oh, put a skirt on the quarterback. Oh, turn it into flag football. Oh, I don't know why it's not two-hand touch. And I said, hey, man, listen, don't worry about it. It is a violent game. They're never going to take it out of the game. It's such an intense game. Well, last night it felt differently. This is such an extreme rule change for the sake of player safety. I am scared of what the game is going to look like in 10 years. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Good morning, G. I don't know why you're scared. I mean,
what do you mean? Why? You want me to explain?
Well, you know what?
This is the most extreme rule change I have ever seen in pro sports in my lifetime.
In your lifetime.
In my lifetime.
All right, good morning. Yeah, good morning. I've actually saw this, what was it, in the XFL and everything else like that. But what this is going to do is going to create more offense. It's going to create more plays. It's going to create more excitement. It's going to create opportunities, for the offensive team to score a lot more points. That's what I think this is going to do. That's my sense in watching this. And last night you saw second and third teamers doing it. It will be interesting when we get into the regular season and you have these special teams coaches putting certain players out there and creating different plays. Well, I can't wait to see who's going to be the most creative with the new lineup and everything. But I will say, it no longer is the kickoff just a dead play anymore.
Yeah, I mean, and I never felt like it was totally dead to begin with. I still felt like a lot of guys were returning the ball, and I don't know. I didn't feel like it needed this change. Now, they did a lot of research on the kickoff and kickoff returns, and there were a lot of injuries that happened more so than any other type of play that would happen either special teams or during the regular game. So I understand the player safety and concussions and all of these things are important to the NFL, as they should be. But we also see in other sports guys beating the hell out of each other. Boxers, UFC, all of this stuff that happens where we're just bloodying each other, and then nobody's talking about concussions, but somehow in the NFL, we got to do this crazy rule change to make sure that everybody's okay.
No,
so
well,
if we start here, then what are you going to do? Like, guy goes over the middle, and then you put two hands on him, and then all of a sudden the whistle blows? Is that what we're going to see next? I mean, honestly, I was shocked when I was watching this, and it's one thing to see it in the XFL, because it's the friggin' XFL. This is the NFL. I saw a graphic that said landing zone last night during an NFL game.
Yes. That's where the ball...
Landing zone?
Yes, that's where the ball has to land.
Excuse me?
And this is why kickers are possibly going to be getting more involved, and why Justin Tucker from the Baltimore Ravens said, you know, he's been working out in the weight room because he may have to make some tackles.
Jesus Christ.
But it's basically to create more offense, to create more excitement, more opportunity.
Player safety is what they
do. I mean, it's player safety, but I think there's going to be unintended consequences, or maybe they are intended.